Well, it's a platform for truth and justice, and the main purpose is to mobilize Ugandans to join hands with the Democratic Alliance so that we can dismantle the dictatorship we have in this country, because President Museveni has built a personal cult, a personal empire. All we have is personal rule. We have not had orderly succession to power. He has personalized all the institutions and is preparing to rig elections. So we want to team up together with all the forces of change, all pro-democracy forces like political parties, civil society organization, eminent Ugandans, religious leaders, and all those who are behind the forces of change, so that for once and for all, we get rid of President Museveni and his system.
Supporters of the NRM are saying that the opposition appears to always criticize the government for failing to mobilize and to competitively challenge President Museveni during elections. So accusations of him winning elections are unfounded, and that you should get your house together before throwing mud in the air. What do you say to that?
They are entitled to their view, but we have done our best to play by the rules of the game. But unfortunately, President Museveni has entrenched impunity in the country. We do not have free and fair elections. In all these elections we have heard pronouncements from courts of law to the effect that the elections we have had have not been free and fair. They have not lived up to the standards as enshrined in our constitution. And he has instituted a rigging machinery so that elections are just a mere ritual. They are sham elections. Today, as we talk right now, he's already preparing to rig the 2016 elections. And in all this, by the way, we are having just a plebiscite whereby you have two sides. One which is for the status quo, that President Museveni should stay, and those who are saying we must have change. And this is the reason we are saying, for him, he has initiated this doctrine of backlash in our political policy. Here means rule for life. And we are saying we must bring that to an end. And that's what we are contending with right now.
Lord Mayor Lukwago, the question then becomes, why will opposition groups participate in elections that the opposition groups themselves say it is neither free nor fair, and it's tantamount to being rigged, and these elections do not meet stipulations enshrined in the Constitution? Why participate in fraud?
Well, we are placed between a rock and a hard surface. You have no choice, because in the past we tried a boycott, but it didn't work out. We have a dictatorship which has lost all sense of shame. You will boycott. We have had walkouts in parliament. We have boycotted civic processes like this, but they continue unabated. And the international community would not come to our rescue. They would simply say, please do proceed with the elections, because that's the only way out. We cannot indulge in subversive activities. Of course, that would be taking the country to a wrong direction. We do not want to indulge in unconstitutional means. So the only option we have is to go through these elections. Yes, I appreciate, and there are those voices that would call for a boycott, but it's not feasible. It would be ill-advised. So what we are doing this time round is to push for reforms. And that's why we have come up with the notion that we must have elections, but after we have carried out political reforms, not merely electoral oligarchy reforms, but political reforms. And that's what we are pushing for, despite the challenges we are facing.
Looking at this platform of truth and justice that you have launched, how different will it be from all other opposition or so-called opponents of President Museveni have launched?
Well, there is value addition it's bringing on the political spectrum of this country, in that it's a platform that is mobilizing particular actors within the political circles who feel like somehow they have been left out of particular processes, in particularly the Democratic Party and other political formations, and they feel they should make a contribution to the struggle for change. Yet they do not have a vehicle, they do not have a forum where they can express themselves, where they can go into activism. Because all we need right now is political action, and that's what we are emphasizing. And political parties, for example, they deal with more of ordinary activities. It's not like civil action and to be assertive, to be more aggressive, and so on and so forth. So this what this platform brings on table, to be more assertive, to be more aggressive, to push for change.